Talk Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, should I be angry about the Russian hacking? Am I supposed to be angry about that? Am I supposed to care? I know a lot of shows care, but I don't know if I'm supposed to care. I don't know if that's my responsibility or not. Because I'll be honest with you, just between you and I don't care. But, Chad, the Russians are what, hacking into us? Of course they are. So are the Israelis. So are the British. So are the French and the Germans. They're all hacking into us, and we're hacking into them. The Chinese, of course. We don't have to ask them to hack into us. We just give them the back door. It's no big deal. But they influenced them. They did what? They influenced what? Just curious. What did they influence? Did anything that came out of there truly influence anybody? Did you find out anything else in those papers? Any smoking guns? Any of that stuff in WikiLeaks or whatever else that you said to yourself, I was going to vote for her, but I can't. I was going to do this, but I can't now. Because, well, this is why. Let me tell you something. For decades upon decades upon decades, the United States of America has intervened, has influenced, and in many ways downright put people in that are friendly with the American and democracy cause into foreign nations. From Honduras to, yes, even Iran. From Guatemala to Haiti, we have influenced and pushed. So don't tell me we haven't. Remember Vietnam? Where do you think South Vietnam came from? We're gonna have a democracy here. We're gonna have a democratically elected. Oh my God, Ho Chi Minh's gonna win. We're putting somebody in that's a friend of us. This is the world we live in, people. Of course he wanted Trump. But I didn't need him to hack it or anybody else to know that. People are saying today, well, how would Reagan feel? Are you kidding me? Are we doing this? Reagan was about winning, people. First of all, A, Reagan's not here. And B, and this is very important, it's a different world than when Reagan was around. Reagan did all he could to destroy the evil empire that was the Soviet Union. The remnants of that are what we see now in the likes of Putin. But we have gone in such a way now that it's completely different. So before we freak out and supposedly care about all this stuff, because I don't really care, and I know what people are going to say, don't be that guy that sends me that text. You can always text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Don't be that guy that sends me the text. Don't be that person that tweets at me, at Chad Benson Show, about what a non-patriot, horrible human being I am, because I don't care. We are hacking people as we speak. Hell, the NSA hacks into your stuff. That's part of being a giant superpower that's all that's left. We are hacked 24 hours a day. We are spied on by our friends, by our allies, by our closest allies. You don't think Israel spies on us? Oh my God, they totally do. Germany? Absolutely. They all want to know. You don't think the UN is the most bugged place on earth? Right? It's just, you know what it is, honestly? It's middle school, right? We all want to see what the other person thinks about us. What did he say? Are you serious? No. Yes. She likes me? He likes me? It's what it is. So I don't care. I know I should probably care. I know I should be super uber excited about this. I know that's all that anybody's talking about. And the fact that, you know, oh my God, Trump says the CIA is crap and blah, blah. You know what? Just get over it. It is. Look, did they want him? Absolutely. Why is that? Because they don't like her. There you go. Did you need some sort of smoking gun to understand that? I know I didn't. I didn't need a smoking gun to understand they didn't like each other. Why would they like each other? I mean, just, you know, I'm curious. But see, this is what we do in the political world now. This is how we roll. You know what? Politics really is. Politics is like now partially a soap opera, and then some of it's like 24, and there's a little bit of like wrestling in there. Like it's all just kind of mixed in. Like that's, you know. And of course they're going to do everything they possibly can to point fingers at somebody. The number one thing that the Hillary camp, and I, the fact that we're even talking about this, because again, I don't care. The number one thing that they're going to point at is everybody else's problem. I laughed about this. Nobody has disputed the fact that everything in there was true, right? Nobody's coming out, that's not true. They're just upset that people found out the truth, right? That's all there. The people are pissed that they found out the truth. If anybody has a right to be pissed off right now and aggrieved over this entire thing, it ain't Hillary Clinton. It's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, he got jobbed. That's the best way to describe that. That dude got jobbed. The DNC was out to get him. They did everything they possibly could, but we always knew that, right? But I don't think one person at all was influenced by any of this stuff. Because if you liked her, you still liked her. And if you didn't like her, you didn't like her. Very few people were sitting on the fence by the time voting came around. And all we did was find out who she was and who the DNC were based on our perception. It was just confirmed. That's it. No reason to cry. No reason to whine. No reason to moan. Right now, we're hacking into China. Did you know that? We're hacking into Iran. We're hacking right now. We're doing all those things. Right now, your information on your phone is being probably peeked at. So why should I be any more aggrieved about this than anything else? I'm under no illusion that my country has never spied on me. Hell yeah, they have. I'm under no illusion that my country doesn't spy on countries across the world as we speak. I'm under no illusion that people aren't spying on us. If you think, and if Hillary's camp and everybody else thinks this right here is the reason that she lost, it's one of those things, again, where they just missed the plot. Should we be concerned? Yes. Should we do better? Absolutely. 110%. I look at hacking like I look at sports drug testing. The minute they figure out one piece of the drug test to catch cheaters, the cheaters have moved further away and they've gotten on to something new. That's the unfortunate truth of this. So if you think that this is a bad situation, if you think that you should, these are dire straits, if you think any of those things, don't worry about it. Let it go. It's not a big deal. Nothing's going to change. There is no, all of a sudden we've decided we've had a change of heart and we're going to give Hillary the prize. It's not going to happen. They can bitch, they can whine, they can moan. Harry Reid can do whatever Harry Reid does. Everybody can scream and yell. And yes, Putin and Trump and potentially Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson, they're going to have a better relationship than Hillary did. And there was no doubt in anybody's mind. But I didn't need to know, hacking-wise, what was going on. Because all I knew is I read the press and I saw what they were saying. And I was under no illusion that they weren't a fan of hers. That's pretty simple. There you go. That's all you need to know about that. You don't need to know any of the other players. You don't need any of this other crap. How about we just go, and we move on with ourselves. And when we think about, oh my God, poor us, look what's happened. Remember, all of the things that we have tried to do in other countries to influence and or put people in place that are sympathetic and or support our kind of democracy. Remember that. It is the pot calling the kettle black in a lot of these things. And Russia's done the same thing for decades and decades. So, and so is China. So it's not like, oh my God, I didn't see this coming. Yeah, wrong. Wrong. It's like when you date a stripper and you find out she's seeing other people. Oh my God, I thought she only loved me. No, wrong. Wrong. Hey, it is the holiday season. And because it is the holiday season, kids, let me tell you something. I want to do something for you. You guys know how much I drink and I talk about Super Beats. It's what I do. I like it. I take it. It's really weird. I'm usually not that kind of guy that takes these things, but I love the taste of Super Beats. and I take it everywhere with me. Sometimes I need a kick in the afternoon. Sometimes all I need is one little quick drink in the morning, and away I go. But Superbeats is wanting you to get on board, especially as we head into this holiday season, because I know a lot of you out there are going to be changing the way you're doing things. And that includes the way that you're approaching health. Subtle changes like this, just taking Superbeats, will help your heart health, cardiovascularly. It'll give you energy. It'll give you stamina. But on top of that, it's those little subtle changes that make a long-term kind of change in your life that makes you feel better. Now, right now, what they're going to do is they're going to do something amazing for you. As always, the listeners of the Chad Benson Show get a 30-day supply free with Superbeats. And you're going to get free with your first order a book called Beat the Odds. And it all comes to you with free shipping. But this holiday season, you're also going to get 1 month free supply of Nutrient Foundation, the uniquely daily multiple vitamins specially designed to work with Superbeats and packed with 24 essential nutrients for daily cardiovascular support. That's almost a $100 gift, and it comes to you free this year because they're giving you, Superbeats is giving you the gift of health. It's guaranteed or your money back. I love that. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. Stuff works. It's guaranteed your money back. Superbeats is amazing. It tastes delicious, and it will help you in so many ways. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Are people without children the happiest people in the world? Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Are couples without kids happier? Question. Many of you out there have children. Some of you out there don't. Are people, couples, without the children's, do they find more happiness in their life? A lot of studies have been done over time. And finally, they've got a comprehensive one from the Princeton Stony Brook study. 1.8 million Americans, including parents his age between 34 and 46, conducted a giant study between 2008 and 2012 along with Gallup. And it was mixed, actually. Very mixed reviews. I think a lot of people think that if you've got kids, your life is over. Look, I will say this. A younger generation is not going to have children. This younger generation wants nothing to do with kids. But that's for another story. But when you look at parents, I mean, I've had a couple friends who have been very honest with me and say, look, as much as they love their kids, if they had a chance to do it over with again, they probably wouldn't have kids. I think everybody who's honest with themselves have probably said something like that in the past. But that's when they've had kids younger. Kids older, it's a different story. I waited till I was almost 40 before I had Jack, and I wish I would have done it 10 years earlier. I love my son to death. The one thing they did point out is when it really is just one of those things where you take a piece of you know, you like they said, you like an orange, you like an apple. Nobody's experience, there's no reason to think your experience is going to be that much different than mine as far as happiness goes. The one thing they did point out is that people who have kids experience higher highs and lower lows. They have more stress and negative emotions, but they also have more joy in their life. And that I could see. I mean, that I can see. One of the other things they said, though, in America, it's a little bit different than a lot of people else around the world because we don't have a lot of those stringent laws as far as allowing parents time off and these kind of things where in a lot of industrialized nations, parents are allowed to have time off and long periods to make sure they take care of their kids and to be with their kids, to bond with their kids. So that's one of the reasons that they said, you know, in America, the happiness factor is maybe blurred a little bit more than elsewhere. Because elsewhere around the world, when you look, parents are happier than couples who don't have kids. But we're not that. It's a mixed bag. And it's tough. Look, we all know how tough it is, right? You wrap your life around your child. Because think about it for a second, right? You, one of our employees here, Scotty, he's getting ready to have his first child here in April, little girl. And, you know, I was talking to him today. We went out to lunch today. I said, dude, your life changes. I said, the first 6 months, it's a slug. right? Just lays there. It's kind of a slug, kind of a little alien looking. Maybe its head's kind of, you know, still forming and stuff like that. It's kind of a slug. Jack looked like a little alien, right? But then it starts to move and it starts to do all these things. But as it all starts to happen, it's amazing to watch all of these things happening and the joy it brings. But there's stress that comes with it. They're sick. They cost money. They're sick again. They cost more money. You got to go here. You got to go there. Do you have enough of this? There are so many things to go with it. And for the it's amazing to think about the fact that you have something running around your house that really can't take care of itself. Right? It can't. But as it gets older and you see these things and the love you have for it and the joy you have for it, it is incredible. But the worries absolutely are there. He says to me today, you know, he's having a daughter. He always says to me today, I hope she's just good. I hope she doesn't do anything stupid. I hope she's not, you know, doesn't get hooked up with the wrong guys. I mean, she's not even born yet, but he's already worrying about that. So you can see that. But I told him, I said, look, dude, you're great. You're going to be a great dad. You guys are a great couple. You got a great family. That's 99% of the battle right there. But I get it, right? Like, I get it. I look at my son and I think, you know what? He's going to probably go out when he gets older. He's probably going to have a drink or two. He's probably going to do some things that are, you worry about those things. But the joys that they bring you along the way are immense. It's absolutely true. But I understand why in this day and age, with expense of life, with college, with everything else, why people would look at not having children as a good thing, as a bonus. I get that. And this younger generation, this millennial generation, the drop-off's huge. We talked about Japan last week and how they're going to go from 121 million people to 86 million people within 30-plus years. America's not too far behind. Because they don't want kids. They see kids as a nuisance. They see kids as you know, as expensive things, as something that ties them down. Interesting. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. I will say this. I've had Jack. I love Jack. It's the greatest thing I'll ever do in my life. He brings me the most joy I've ever had in my life. Would never change a thing. Poverty porn. What is it? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, it's that time of the year where we're inundated with crap. A lot of it is crap, too. People telling you, you got to give money here, got to give money there. It's the holiday season. It's the time to be giving. Last night, my friend and I went out and grabbed a bite to eat, and we were BSing, sitting there talking, and a woman and her child came up to us and tried to play us for money. They tried to play us for money. And I was laughing my ass off. Because the little girl, I want to say she was like 10 maybe. She tried to cry. Oh, don't feed us. And she had this fake accent because I heard him talking earlier. And she tried to like, oh, but we are so hungry. And I laughed my ass off. I said, if you want this money, you're going to have to sell it to me. All right? If this is poverty, right? You're walking around in your new Nikes. If this is poverty, you're going to sell it to me. I want you to commit to a character. I want you to get into that character. I want you to go Daniel Day-Lewis. I want you to commit. They were not happy, by the way, that I treated them. And I rarely give money to anybody on the street. The people who need it never ask for it because, let's be real, money's the last of their worries because they have no idea what's going on. The people I see who I know need help, they're pushing a cart. They got one shoe on. Their hair's a mess. They ain't bathed in a year. They're talking to themselves. Yeah, no. Those people aren't asking me for money. Who's asking me for money? These people standing out there on the side with their kids, using their kids. My friend, she said she saw them today getting into a nice minivan with Arizona plates. And there was like four or five of them. I see it all the time. We all have. And look, I'm not about to say that everybody who's begging for something doesn't, you know, need a little something, something. But by and large, most of these people are full of it. And Anthony and I, producer Anthony and I, were laughing this morning because he goes to this Trader Joe's in one area where there's a lady out there who is standing there with a sign saying she needs money to help bury her child. This is the same lady that used to be across the street, and the entire summer she was in front of the Carl's Jr. we had. And finally one day I screamed at her, how long and where is that child? I will dig a hole because I know she's not burying a child. It's just anything they can do to tug at heartstrings. Anything they can do to tug at heartstrings. So this time of year, right, this time of year, you're inundated with crap. I mean, you've got all kinds of crap, right? Remember the old Sally Struthers thing? You know, she's out there. You got all of this stuff going on. People begging you for money. Hey, guess what? You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, that, you know, that these people in this country are starving. These people here are starving. You got bugs flying everywhere. There's some big fat white guy with a beard and a deep voice telling you that so-and-so is not going to eat and has to eat in a trash bin. That may be true. But I tell you what, it's crazy. It is. It's absolutely crazy. And we're inundated with it. They call it poverty porn. And here's the thing. We as a nation, we as a group of people, we as human beings have become so cynical. When those people came up to us last night, we both started laughing because we're so cynical about stuff. Like, we're so absolutely cynical. The last time I gave somebody money, I think I gave him $20. He came up to me in front of a restaurant and he said, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I need a drink. And I laughed my ass off and I go, at least he was honest. Right? At least he was honest. And he was a mess. These people weren't a mess. And we've all seen it and it frustrates the hell out of us. It does. I know it frustrates me. I'm sure it frustrates you. But then we see these things on TV, right? We're inundated with all this stuff on television or through social media. You got to go fund me here because such and such needs this. You got to go fund me here because so. And we're at this point in our lives right now where we are all so cynical that none of us believe it. How much of that money is actually getting to these kids, right? How much of this is actually landing at the kids' doorsteps? So if I send you 87 cents a day, right, you know, $16 a month, whatever it is. If I send you that, what are they getting? Because for $16 a month, man, that ain't a lot. After you take your cut, I said to my friend last night, you know what I think we could do? You know what'd be great? You could be like a poverty pimp where you go around and you collect up a bunch of young mothers and young kids and you just put them out there and they don't have to have sex. They just have to beg for money, right? And then you bring it back to them. And they call you Big Papa, right? And they give you their money and you take care of them. Put them up. I mean, you're not going to jail. Chad, that is disgusting. That's a great idea. Let me write that down. But I can't do it. I was reading these articles about the dangers of it because we are, again, an emotional creature. That's what human beings are. We're emotion. We are emotion. And how do we react in emotions? Right? We see something sad. How many of you, the minute it comes on and you hear Sarah McLachlan going, I will, and you see a dog and it's 12 degrees below zero and it's chained to a fence and it's had half its face ripped off, or you got a cat that's like 8 ounces when it should be 9 pounds and it's shivering and it's on some table, all of us freak out. We're like, oh my God, I don't want to see that. We're emotional. Hell, I'll give you, if I won the lottery, I'll give you all the money you need to stop playing those damn commercials. I just don't need to hear them anymore. I don't need to see them. I don't need to see the fat guy with the white beard out in the middle of a trash dump in Honduras watching kids eat, you know, maggots and rice off stuff. I don't need to see that. But then my skepticism is, how real is it? Like, who's getting, why do they always send the fattest human being out there to these people? Like, why? It's sad. And, you know, as I was reading all these things about the poverty porn, how much is transferred to local causes? That's something we worry about. I like to give to my local. If I'm going to do something, I'll give some time. I'll do whatever I possibly can. I'll go down and volunteer. I will give money directly because I know it's helping. What kind of audits are there? Things we have to ask. Things that we, you know, because you find out that, you know, many of these things, they by the time everything's said and done and everybody gets their take, you give them a buck and you find out only 7 cents gets to these people. Because it's a business. It's not a charity. It becomes a business. It's crazy, but it's true. And I sit there and I scratch my head. I can't stand, you know, even at this holiday season. And again, I'm not the most giving individual when it comes to, like, I'm going to bust out a checkbook for something. But I'm inundated. I don't know how many GoFundMe accounts. And people I know or people that I understand or I've seen or I've talked to and stuff, we all know that that's one thing. But for a lot of these people, it's tough because of the cynicism that's in our heart, right? The emotion for a lot of people is, oh, my God, I need to do that. And the cynicism in my heart is like, oh, my God, no way. Because I don't trust you. And then I got to hear all these stories, right? And that's what they do is they paint the picture. They paint the picture to you of how sad things are. Well, me and the crack crew of the Chad Benson Show got together and we really painted the true picture of how they win you over and try to get your money and what they really should say in these commercials that would make you go, all right, I'll send you some money. Here it is, The Hunger Games. Take a listen.
Did you know that for just 2.5 cents a day, you could save the life of a starving child like Paco or Luanda? While you sit there on your fluffy couch, stuffing that bag of nachos down your face and planning where you're going for dinner, you could instead be sending us your hard-earned paycheck so that we can make sure that Paco or Luanda can have their very own bag of nachos for an additional $49.95. We can also make sure that Paco and Luanda's starving homeless animals get nachos too. Once Paco and Luanda and their animals receive their nachos, we'll make sure that we take an exploitive photo of them smiling and waving and having that image printed on a special hand-woven t-shirt along with a matching keychain so you and your family as well as your friends and coworkers can see just how much happier and well-fed you have made the rest of the world. Plus, if you call within the next 30 minutes and send an additional $999, hell, we'll even pack up Luanda, Paco, and their mangy mutt and mail them first class directly to your doorsteps. Nachos, flies, and all. Shipping, handling, and guilty conscience free. Call 888-555-KIDS. Feeding kids is great, and being guilt-free is even better.
That's the truth right there. That is the perfect example of what they're doing. They're guilting you into giving. Look, I'm all about giving, but you know the best thing you can do? If you have a chance to give some money to local agencies, absolutely. I am 110% behind it. If you have a chance to give a little bit of money and give a little bit of your time, do that. Not that people don't need help around the world, but in your neighborhood, in your municipalities, in your communities, there are people that can use your help. And it shows that when you do something like that and you can give them a hand up and you can help them and be a part of it and share your wisdom and knowledge, it's 1,000 times better than giving to all these charities. Although the Hunger Games charity sounds pretty amazing, and you get one of them too. How cool would that be? The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show. We love when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call it too if you need to, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. He goes in to a mall, and he does this. And if I was there, I would have lost it. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
I wouldn't know what to do. I myself wouldn't know what to do. If you got kids in the car, you don't want them to hear this. Nothing sexual or anything. Just letting you guys know. Giving you, I am preempting that with a. There you go. Kids in the car. You don't want them to hear this. Not because it's bad. Not because it's sexual by nature or anything weird. I'm just telling you. You don't want them to hear this. going to give you 10 seconds. So a pastor in Amarillo, Texas, this weekend apparently took it upon himself to be the ultimate douche canoe. And I'm going to say that because I think what he did was wrong. I think what he did was out of line. And I think what he did really makes me as a Christian go, that's why I don't like other Christians at times. Bible thumping, in your face, telling you how you should live your life kind of person. Look, there's no doubt in my mind that the holiday season has become commercialized, right? It is. There's no doubt in my mind. It has been. But part of the fun of having children and being a child is the belief in the big man. The red-suited jolly man himself. Part of the fun is taking your kids to the mall or somewhere to see Santa Claus. To sit on Santa's lap and ask Santa, hey, I've been good this year, Santa. Well, what would you like? Well, I would like Jack. I know exactly what he likes. He wants some basketball stuff because he's really into basketball. He wants some Halo stuff because he doesn't play the game, but he likes the Halo guys. He wants a new skateboard, a new bicycle. He wants a lot of stuff. And Santa, he did a big thing where he did a video this week for Santa. Send it off. Super awesome. I don't want to take that belief away from him. Never would. Never would want to do that. But this guy here, his name is Pastor David Grisham. He is a Grinch to say the least. He strolls on into a mall in Amarillo, Texas, and he starts shouting about Santa Claus and filming himself because he is an idiot. Take a listen.
My name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus. Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist. Yeah, Santa's not real.
Okay, first and foremost, can I just say that you're at a public place and why nobody grabbed your ass and threw you out right away? All right, David Grisham. Secondly, who are you to go and to crap on other people's parades? I'm just curious. Who died, and not for your sins, but who died and made you chief fun ruiner? Who did? I'm curious. I would have lost it. I'd be like, dude, what are you doing? I'm here. I said, look, he knows about Jesus, but he likes Santa Claus. By the way, St. Nicholas was very real. Just to let you guys know that. Flemish monk. Did a lot of stuff. That's why they call him old St. Nick. He did a lot of good things. And now he became a saint. Back then he was just Nick. Here comes Nick. Nick's a good guy. Nick may be a saint. Nick find out. He got to be a saint. He was real. All right? So slow your roll home, Skillet. But he's not finished there. Continue on, sir.
Parents, y'all need to stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not. When you substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God. Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer, there is no workshop at the North Pole, there is no elves making toys, that you buy all the gifts and put them under the tree. That's all the truth. And there is no real Santa Claus.
Who are you, fun ruiner Grisham? Who are you? I'm just curious. By the way, if Jesus came back right now, you know, he'd have slapped that guy upside his head. What are you doing? What are you doing? These kids are having a good time. They're sick. Stop with this nonsense. Now get out of here. And then he'd hit him with the sweet lightning bolt powers. I would have ho-ho-ho'd all over his ass. Ho-ho-ho, you better run. But who are you to talk about how I should raise my kids, Pastor? I'm just curious. You and your insanity, this is how people end up in a room full of guns. Right? Thinking you're somehow a little bit closer to God than the rest of us. And the only way we can all get there is if my wife has sex with you. And I don't even have a wife. So that's weird. Last cut.
We don't need you coming over here blabbing whatever the hell you're blabbing.
I'm telling them the truth, that there is no Santa Claus.
Now, go.
I'm not leaving. You need to keep your hands to yourself, sir, and don't put your hands on people. That's
assault. Don't come over here talking your mess.
And don't come over here and tell your children the truth, that there is no Santa Claus.
That's not your decision for me to tell my kids what's the truth and what's not.
The truth is there is no Santa Claus.
Okay.
There is no Santa, and Christmas is about Jesus.
And the parents are all right with that.
The parents are all right with lying to their kids.
Yeah.
It's a sin in the eyes of God.
That's part of being a parent. Are we supposed to tell the kids everything? Is this it? Is this what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to tell the kids everything. Jimmy, I got to be honest with you. I watched you play sports yesterday. You're the worst person I've ever seen play sports in the world. You're never going to be anything you want to be. You're never going to do any of these kind of things. If I were you, I'd knuckle down. Part of being a parent is kind of lying to your kids every once in a while. Not all the time. But if you're going to lie to your kids about anything, this is the lie you tell. And trust me, as a kid who became a parent, I'll get over it. And I did. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.